You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the light.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries. Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Look, it's always good to come and talk to you about the things of the Lord Jesus Christ. I know I do this every week, but look, if you have friends anywhere in the world now, they can pick this program up, especially in 30 minutes from now. They can streamline it down to simply go to WCO.com, scroll down to the word On Demand, and you click on that, and you'll be a calendar. And you can pick up every Saturday, 8:30, we are here. So you can pick up any Saturday's message that you like. We got a lot of messages on here, Miss Sunline and I. So we'd like for you to invite your friends if you're getting anything out of the message. Today I'm going to talk to you about the three greatest tools Satan, the devil, can use against the church, against you, and against the world. I mean, I want you to really listen to this because it's going to be very important to you. But first, I just want to talk to you a minute about the precious love of God, the very gift of the Father. Luke 3:22, the Word says the Holy Ghost descended in a body shaped like a dove upon Jesus, and a voice. I want you to think about this voice. A voice came out of heaven, which said, "Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." This is the first time that Father God actually introduces his Son to the world. Can you just see this? I got a picture of this, Kylie, in my head the other day, just when I was reading it. I can just hear the Father. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." He's 30 years old. He's never sinned one time. He was born sinless. He's a perfect man, and he's now filled with the power of God. The Holy Ghost is upon him. He's filled with the Spirit of God. He is ready to go out now into the wilderness with the devil and do battle. This is a big story, actually, because it's been 5,000 years, and the Lord has not had a man that he can use to redeem man, fallen man. So it's a real big thing to the Father. But he introduced his precious Son, and then he sends him into the wilderness now with the devil himself to be tempted 40 days and 40 nights. Now, this is the first time. This is the man that can redeem us from darkness to light. This is the man now that God can begin to build a kingdom on, his own Son. See, God's never really had a family until now, but now he can make a family. Everyone now that's washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ can come out of darkness, over into the light, out of the world, over into the kingdom of God. So God begins to build. This is a real big thing. Just think about that. "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased," and sends him, just like throws him in the ring out in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights to go through every possible test he could be put through of the devil. And of course, we all know that Jesus beat the devil every time as a man. He defeated him. He never listened to him. He's the second Adam, but he is the winning one without a doubt. And then, listen, after all this, look what Isaiah said. Isaiah had already prophesied it in 53:10. The Lord put him to grief. This precious, wonderful Son, his one and only Son, the Lord put him to grief, made his soul an offering for our sin, hung him on a bloody tree where he strived as the blood against sin to wash away the sins of man, to bring us into the kingdom where God would have a kingdom, where man can be restored, where God can have a family. You wonder what love is? I am telling you what love is. The love of God that really goes beyond us. That, my friend, is the price paid for you. And you're loved and you're secure, and you should be very, very encouraged in the Lord. How much he loves you. What he's done for you. Before we look really at these promises, these evil promises of Satan, what he does to destroy life, I just want to share with you three promises from the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want to talk about God. I want to talk about Jesus. I don't like to talk about the devil. Somebody needs to expose his work because he's hiding, he's getting by, he's a liar. But I really always want to talk about the Lord. Listen to this, Luke 19:10. Jesus said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. You want to hear what a great promise is? Here's what he said. I promise to find you, to save you. That's a promise, isn't it? That's really, he's really reaching out to all of us. To find you, to save you. I come to seek you out. I come to seek and to save that which was lost. I come to build my Father's house. I come to bring you from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. I come to build a kingdom for my Father. It's an amazing, amazing story. John 14:16, he says, before you swear to leave, Jesus said, I will pray the Father. He shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not, and neither knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Look, he has a special deal for you, the Christian. You're not left comfortless. I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I am going to come to you. He's promised to save you, and he's promised to comfort you. That's a God. That's a God that you can trust and depend on. Put your faith in. Put your hope in. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I promise to come and be with you, and then you to comfort and take care of you all the days of your life. Is that a deal or not? If you're out there today as a Christian, I want you to feel encouraged, and I want you to be comforted all the days of your life. I will be with you forever. Now, the world can't get what I'm giving you. This is a special deal for you. If you'll believe me, if you'll be my son, if you'll be my daughter, the world can't have what you have. But you can have it forever, all the days of your life. You can have my comforting Holy Spirit. Listen to this in Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. In all things, now that's big, all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. This is a great and mighty promise. I promise to all, here's what he's saying here, I promise to always listen to you if you just believe. Listen to this thing. Now, this, I want you to hear this. All things. That means everything. Whatsoever. That's a big word. You ask in prayer, believe, and you can receive. Can you believe for that? It's hard to believe for that. I know that. But Jesus said it's in red. It's in the Word. We do Bible or we don't do Bible. This is believable. This can be done. I promise to always listen to you. It's what he's saying here. If you just believe. John 1:5-14. I've always loved this. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. He says, I will listen. Listen to this now. And if you know that he hears us, whatsoever you ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. If you'll learn the will of the Lord, nothing will be impossible. I can tell you the will of the Lord is to believe on him, his son Jesus, whom he sent. That's a big word. That means believe in everything. Put all your trust. Put all your hope. Don't doubt. Change your life. Change your ways. Follow after him. Put everything you have invested in him. And then John says that we can have this kind of confidence. Whatever we ask, Father will hear us. That's a big promise. And I promise to give you an abundant life, he says. Peace. Joy. You know, don't listen to the thief. He only comes, he's a liar. He has no authority. He's just a terrible liar. But Jesus said, I come to bring you life and to bring it to you more abundant. All right, I'm going to share with you now one of the greatest weapons that Satan has and using against you and the church and the world. I want to say again, too, if you really feel like, and I know because I deal with people all the time. Like I said, I'm a Christian counselor. I've worked with many people. And this is what I know for sure. There's many people messed up, out of control. If you're having a problem with the evil one, you'll know it because if something's in your life you can't control, then who's helping you? Put it down. Just think about it. Who's helping you? If you're not in control, who is? I just want to tell you that Tuesday nights, I found a place where you can come and you can get deliverance and you can get healing and you can get help. I'm going to give you an email address at the end of the service. If you email me, I'll tell you where and how to get there and so on and so forth. So I want you to know that before I start telling you this thing that the devil can definitely use against you. Without a doubt, this number one weapon would have to be drugs. Almost no family tree is exempt from it. Drugs do the total and complete work of the devil. Without a doubt, I know I've seen many families. I've watched the devil slip in and totally take over and control a family with drugs. Drugs operate like a false god, giving you false hope empty promises. If that, if this, really was always Satan's always offering this, that, and another thing. In short, absolutely nothing for your return, okay? Jesus said in John 10:10, the thief comes, the devil comes, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But they added this, I come to have life and have it more abundantly. I bring you life. But listen to this. Steal. Most all drug users become thieves and liars. They must to pay for the stuff and to hide their shame and their guilt and their fears. If you're a druggie, you're automatically a liar. Does that tell you something? Who's the author of the lie? Satan is. He's the creator of the lie. He's the author of the lie. He's the great liar. If you have become a liar, if you're in the drug, if you're messing with drugs, most likely you're a liar. Yeah, you almost have to be. Kill. Drug dealers will kill you. You might overdose and kill yourself. There's many other ways. If you get involved in drugs, you can have accidents. And many other ways he has to kill you. There's small cities in Mexico where they've literally slaughtered almost the whole town, drug dealers have. Thousands of people have been killed because of drugs. I mean, this thing is absolutely a tool in the hands of Satan. Destroy. Remember now, Jesus said the devil comes to kill. He comes to steal. He comes to destroy. He'll destroy you, rob your education. I've seen it happen. Take away your career, your future. Rob your parents. In short, put the whole family in bondage. Break their hearts. I've seen drugs destroy the family finances. I'm telling you, it's a terrible tool in the hands of the devil. The problem is costing the taxpayer billions of dollars. Maybe as much as 75% of all the people in jail and prisons would not be there if it were not for drugs or alcohol-related issues. That'd be about 3 million in jails and prisons in our country. Some state prison budgets are bigger than the school budget. For one, New York is. This is a terrible tool in the hands of the devil. When people don't realize it, the money goes out one way out of the country. Our net return for our money, one word, disaster. Your future, everlasting pain, suffering, sorrow, death. It is a destroyer. It is a killer. The court system stays bogged down, costing the country a fortune. Listen, you know what judges cost and lawyers cost? Most all druggies get free lawyers. Do you know what this cost is to the taxpayer? Each week, millions of dollars are taken across the border to other countries, to drug czars. This money comes beat down, beat up, hurting, broken families that the devil has robbed. I'm talking tons of money. I'm talking about bales of money. This could be very well one of the largest economies in the United States with zero benefits for all of us. This is a terrible, terrible thing. It's a terrible weapon in the hands of the devil. I believe a large portion of all marriages are destroyed because of drugs or alcohol. Our children are being brought up with broken, hurting lives, hurting people. Well, listen, they hurt people. Well, here's my commentary today on this thing. I sought the Lord about this drug problem quite some time ago. When it was plain to see that we were losing the battle, the Lord made it plain to me that it was under the power of the devil, and therefore the law has failed, the government has failed, and the church has never really entered the fight. This is a tremendous weapon in the hands of the devil. You say, Bob, how can this be? Let me put it this way. Every kid, every person in the nation can buy this stuff, yet neither parent nor the power of the federal government nor our law enforcement office can stop it. It cannot be controlled by man. The Lord showed me this. It is an absolutely evil power. It has power of its own. Men will crawl for it, kill for it, walk out on their wives and kids for it, lose all their worldly possessions for it. It robs the family from it. Women will sell themselves for it. Today as we speak, many mothers sit in jail just hoping somebody's taking care of their babies. Many of their babies are left with living boyfriends who can care less about them, all because the drugs are uncontrollable. I've heard testimonies by the dozens, and I'm sure probably everybody out there has probably heard or knows the same thing. I mean, this is a tool in the hands of the devil. This is the greatest tool I think the devil has got his hands on, and forever. It destroys multitudes, and once he gets you hooked, he can go to somebody else because you wind up like a walking toy. You just keep on going, hurting forever. That's all he needs to do, get you hooked. The devil makes you think you can't live, can't function without drugs. That would be something, you know, you have to have something here to make you what what you call, what he calls his normal for you. Brothers, he sets your normal for you once you get hooked on drugs. That'd be one big lie. The body doesn't even know the stuff is in it. That's a big lie that once you get hooked, that the body deserves it, the body craves it, the body cries for it. That's all one big lie. You've let the devil deceive you. The desire is only between your two ears because you believed a lie. So many people that give all their best, their means for the stuff, never find out how little they need it until that prison guard slams the door shut. You have a lie from the devil living in your mind. It takes you just about a minute, I understand, from people to realize then you never need it at all. And he leaves you then. And the desire's kind of gone because he's through with you. You can't help him anymore. You can't destroy any more people. He's through. You'll find out you didn't need it, not one bit. You've done destroyed your family. You've done wrecked your life. You've done lost your education. You've done lied, beat, destroyed, hurt many people, tore up vehicles, everything you've done. And once that prison door slammed, you realize you didn't need to do any of it. And there you are, and you didn't need the stuff to start with. That's a powerful, powerful lie. That's a powerful tool of the wicked devil. That tool will kill. That tool will steal, and that tool will destroy. It's a perfect plan for the devil. It's a perfect machine in his hand. The Lord God says you're fearfully and you're wonderfully made. Now, he supplies everything for you that pertains to life and godliness. Try me. He'll meet all of your needs. And the devil simply offers us what we think is a quicker way to a better you. We walk away from the true promise of God, which is love, comfort, hope, joy, peace, rest, joy, and so on and so forth. In other words, we reject the ways of God and pay money for another power that will give us something better or more or different than God intended for us to have. That, of course, is from the devil. He owns control. He owns deception. All his promises are false. Look, I want you to wake up there today, and if you know somebody in your family, and that's just what I'm telling you today. If you'll give us a call here at the end of the program, or if you will email us, I can help you get free. I mean, it's all an absolute lie. It may cost you tons of money, but it's a lie. Well, how do you think our God, our Father, feels about one that would go whoring after drugs, trying to find some kind of significance for his life? The devil stuff, of course. Father offers us everything that pertains to life through his precious son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I just explained to you earlier, comfort, security, hope, love, rest, peace, all the things you're trying to get to improve your life, Jesus gives you that. You can have that for free. Just come to the Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart, wash your sins away, lay your life down, change God's. If you're trying after drugs, I can tell you now, you can be thinking you're all right with God. If you're running after drugs to make you feel how you need to feel, that's your God. There's no question, no doubt about it. Who you serve, that's your God. Then we run after the drug dealer now for a bit of hope, for what we call a little comfort. And you say, when I get some money, I'll be back. Or when I can steal some more, I'll be back. Look, the devil offers nothing for everybody. You understand that? And the drug is willing to pay for it. Although the victim is blinded to it, it's a form of worship. Satan shrinks your world down until it's so small that all you can see is that need for you to feel normal. No one else really matters. He has become your God. When he gets you in that position, that's your God. Whether you can understand that, I'm telling you, that is your God. Now, normal is how the devil wants you to feel, or like he wants you to be. You'll forsake all, run after him, money in your hand, and the loved ones wonder, how in the world did you ever get there? You're being controlled. If you're being controlled by drugs, you can believe that's power. Anything you can't control, who is? Somebody else is controlling. I'm telling you, it is a tremendous force the devil can use to steal from you, to kill, to destroy. And he hits your whole family. He hurts your whole family. If you're in bondage, you have your whole family in bondage. Did you know that? You have your whole family. You have a hurting mother. You have a hurting dad. You have broken family. It's great damage. It's a terrible thing. Let me try to explain to you this way. Do you remember how God loved and provided and protected Israel? He even called Israel his son. Yet Israel but always chased after and worshiped other gods, false gods. Anything they would promise them more than they had. Anything that they think would promise them more than they had. I'll just give you one, just think about Baal. Israel, God's chosen, God's portion, followed after Baal all the time. Remember Aaron, the golden calf, anything but God. Remember Diana, Paul ran into, they worshiped Diana. Always after false gods, and none of these gods that they hoped in ever exist. All were lies, all were false hope, but some of them offer a burnt offering. Even many of them offered children on altars for these gods that never existed. All were lies, all were false hope. God is offering everything, and yet they would run after false gods. Well, that's the same way drugs is. I can tell you now, if you're running with money in your hand to buy something to make you feel better, and you, and that's your God. There is no question. Listen, Lord, show me. I'm trying to tell you. You may not know this, but he has you hooked, and his plan is to destroy you, and he's your God. If you need him enough to pay for him, he's your God. That's really true. If you need this stuff enough to pay for it, that is your God. You should be putting that money in church Sunday morning, you know. But if you need drugs enough to pay for it, that is your God. There's 1.7 million Muslims in the world. 23% of the world population are Muslims. Yet Allah doesn't exist. Muhammad, Allah doesn't even exist. Did you know that? There is no Allah. It's a lie. Muhammad pretend he's thought to be maybe a moon god. So one big lie controls 23% of the world population. Did you know that? All false gods are from Satan. Muhammad came along like about 638 years after Jesus. Now look at this. I know the Bible. There's not one prophecy in the Bible that says after Jesus, here will come another in 600 some years. Not one prophecy confirming Muhammad. Not one. He's never mentioned. There's never anyone else coming but the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, without a doubt, Jesus never mentioned that Muhammad would come. The apostles never mentioned that Muhammad would come. The prophets never mentioned that Muhammad would come. He is a false hope. He is a false god. He is a lie. Yet people are cutting off heads for him. People are killing, slaughtering today for this Muhammad who don't even exist. He is one big lie. And they rejected the true loving God that said, this is my beloved son, who I am well pleased. And then put him on a bloody tree. And he watched him suffer, bleed, and die to get that precious cleansing blood to wash our sins away, bring us back into the family of God, where God could establish a kingdom, where God would have sons and daughters, where God could give you peace and hope and rest for your life, and yet they run after somebody like Muhammad. One big lie of the devil. That is exactly what drugs do. I'm telling you, if you have to have drugs, then that's your God. You have been deceived. You've been taken over. Without a doubt, you really have. This is a spiritual problem. I can tell you without a doubt it's a spiritual problem. The law can't control it. Parents can't control it. No one can control it because it's of the devil. But you can walk away in 5 seconds. You can be delivered from it. You can just have your eyes open what I'm saying right now and just say no. Suffer, pay the price, but walk out before it destroys you, okay? 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God. It's not Muhammad. It's not drugs. There is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man Jesus Christ. Muhammad is a phony. And drugs is nothing more than a phony God. You really need to know that. You understand that? This is really true. So here's the real deal. Our God is love, and he's nothing but love, and just loves you. He offers you everything. Well, Satan offers you this, that, and another thing that never comes to fruition, never comes to truth. Did you know that? You need the Lord Jesus Christ. And look, if you're out there and you're a parent today and you hear what I'm saying, give me a call. Maybe I can help you some way. Maybe we can pray together and seek the mind of the Lord. Or if you'll email me at the end of the program, I'm gonna tell you we can bring that son or bring that daughter or bring that husband or bring that wife on Tuesday nights. And I'm involved in people that are powerful in this area, and they can get you set free. They can drive these demons out. They can pray for you. They can help you, okay? John 3:16, listen to this. God just so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Now, whoever would believe in him, that would be you out there. That would be your children. That would be everyone that you know. Might not perish, but have eternal life. If you continue in that drug area, you'll perish. And I'll tell you what, it'll take you to a bloody hell. There's no question about it. If you die in that condition, where are you going to go? You followed after the devil with your money in your hand. Who's really been your God? Who is your daddy here? You understand this? Jesus washed our sins away. He blotted them out. Jesus strived us to blood against sin hanging on that bloody tree. His blood against our sins. He took our sins in his own body on the tree. He said, don't have a troubled heart. I'm coming back for you. Listen, give me a call here. You can call me now. If you talk about this, if you have a problem out there today and you're battling with drugs, you can't get help, let me pray for you. Right over the phone, there's power. There's power. I'll get in agreement with you. I can pray for you. I can get you set free. God can set you free this very moment from drugs. You understand that? No question about it. He can do it. Give us a call here. Here's the number. 221-1100. 221-1100. If you're out of town, 888-221-8999. I'm going to give you an email. If you'll send me an email, I'll show you. I'll work with you and say where we can get together on Tuesday night with a group of people that can absolutely get you set free. It's Try Lifeline. It's pretty simple. One word now, it's T-R-Y, Lifeline. Try Lifeline, one word. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Try Lifeline, Gmail. Try Lifeline, Gmail. Try Lifeline, one word. T-R-Y, one word. TryLifeline@gmail.com. If you email me Tuesday night, I'll arrange for you to get absolutely set free from drugs. If you're battling, if your family's battling, we can help you here. We can really do that. TryLifeline@gmail.com. So give us a call. Give us a call now. I'd be more than glad to pray for you. We'll bind this thing. We'll get rid of it. We'll cast it out. We'll get you set free. I'd be more than glad to pray for you. But look, we are struggling here for finances. We're not getting proper help for our ministry. We'd appreciate it very much if you would support us. We really do need it. And we would appreciate it if you do it. You're not doing it. I'll just tell you right up front, you're not helping, but you should be. If you get anything out of the program, you should be helping us pay for it. It's the work of the Lord. And the address is... Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. That's pretty simple, isn't it? One word, Lifeline, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, Jensen Beach, 34598. One word, Lifeline, Jensen Beach, 34598. Email us at TryLifeline@gmail.com. TryLifeline@gmail.com. Look, we'd want to help you. And Lord wants you free. I mean, if you've got family members out there struggling, the Lord can set them free because it's absolutely bondage. Drugs will destroy you. Drugs will kill you. Give us a call, 221-1100 or 888-221-8990 if you're out of town. You need help. Believe it or not, if you're buying drugs, it is really false hope. It's false God. If you're giving money for drugs, you're taking money to the drug dealer. You're taking money to the devil. Just remember that as you go paying, you're paying the devil. He may not look like the devil, but you're paying the devil. Just get that in your head because it's absolutely true. Absolutely true. Jesus loves you and wants you to know that. Give us a call here now. Don't forget, Lifeline, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Try Lifeline, T-R-Y, Try Lifeline, gmail.com. Gmail, Try Lifeline, gmail.com. We'll see you again next week. God bless you now. Have a great week. The Lord bless you and take care of you. I'd like to say happy anniversary to my sweet wife Shirley out there today. God bless her.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen. A broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.